This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's December jobs report beats expectations. It shows the U.S. added 312,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate did tick up slightly to 3.9%. The employment gains well above the 180,000 new jobs most economists were expecting.
What we've completely focused on is keeping the president's promise to build a wall.
Vice President Mike Pence there discussing the White House insistence on wall funding before it will vote on a funding measure to end the partial government shutdown. The president inviting congressional leaders to attend another discussion of the matter today. The shutdown is now 2 weeks old, and there are 800,000 government workers furloughed or working without pay. The Dow opens over 300 points higher after that strong jobs report I mentioned. And this is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
A highway inferno in Florida yesterday as seven people were killed in the crash on Interstate 75 involving two semi-trucks and two passenger vehicles and a spill of about 50 gallons of diesel fuel. A Florida Highway Patrol lieutenant says it's too soon to know what started the accident.
We're early in the investigation. We got a lot of vehicles up there, so we're trying to figure that out.
Besides the seven killed, several other people were critically injured. Police in Las Vegas concluding their release of records and videos related to the October 1st, 2017 mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. The department yesterday releasing the 34th batch of evidence since May and saying it would be the final release. The records stemmed from video clips from over 1,000 officer body cameras, more than 1,000 audio clips of 911 calls, and about 2,000 pages of officer reports and witness statements. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The new U.S. House of Representatives sworn in yesterday, and it's history-making, as it's the most diverse U.S. House ever. USA Radio's Wendy King has a closer look.
For the first time, more than 100 female House members were sworn in, including the first two Native American women and the first two Muslim women. Congress has overturned a two-century ban on hats so that Minnesota's Ilhan Omar could wear her hijab on the House floor. Pelosi has sent a letter to President Trump inviting him to deliver the State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress on January 29th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Pope Francis is calling for American bishops to change their mindsets and to aggressively go after any priests who would abuse children. Francis telling them in an 8-page letter that the scandals have shaken the faith of the church's credibility. He says the church cannot deny or conceal such sins and crimes any longer. And the number of Hollywood hits being directed by women has hit a 20-year low. The annual study of the film industry known as the Celluloid Ceiling finds only 8% of Hollywood's top films in 2018 were directed by women. That's 8%, down from 11% in 2017. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what we're all about here at the intersection of faith and politics. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, for more information on the show, I'll direct you to BillMartinezLive.com. A lot of great stuff there. And a great picture that has really, actually two photos particularly that'll just grab you by the heart. Number one is the president, former president, 41, his service dog, Sully, lying before the casket. And the other one was a reminder of the photo that we saw when Barbara Bush passed as she was going into heaven, and Robin, their three-year-old daughter, was welcoming them there. And this one shows the president coming off his plane, World War II plane, and meeting up with Barbara and Robin in heaven, and Barbara saying, "We waited for you." Gosh, it's just so touching, you know, what has gone on. And I think that the timing of the passing of this president at a time when our country has been so embittered, it is nice to have a moment. And I got to tell you, I am so grateful for the Bushes and how they have been honoring their father, their grandfather, and the way the nation has been honoring this president. Some pundits cannot help themselves. They want to, you know, use it as a comparative against Donald Trump. It's unfortunate. And I want to bring Dr. Paul Kengor on right now. Dr. Kengor, of course, professor of political science, executive director at the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, great, Bill. Now that I opened your website, I heard you say that, and wow, this is really touching. This cartoon, this George Bush, 1924, 2018. Yeah, they got the plane there in heaven, and Barbara saying, "We waited for you," and they're holding Robin's hand. Mm. I'm getting choked up just looking at this.
You can't help but be moved by that, and then and you see Sully there lying before the casket. He's been his service dog, I guess. He's been with the president since the passing of Barbara, I understand, and he will have another mission, to go and serve some vets once the funeral is over. But oh my goodness,
you might want to add the picture of Bob Dole.
Yes, well, that is precious. Exactly.
Yeah,
I love that.
I saw that about a half hour ago, and I don't know how old Bob Dole is. He must
95.
He outlived George H.W. Bush, and to see him there, and I still remember Bob Dole speaking at Richard Nixon's funeral back in 1994, and gave, I thought, one of the most touching eulogies I've ever seen, and where he just kept saying over and over again, how American, how American, how American. It would kind of be the end of every line that he would say about Richard Nixon, who was somebody who was really unappreciated in his lifetime and really treated poorly.
Exactly.
But like you said, I'm so glad to see the country coming together around George H.W. Bush. And I probably shouldn't make a political comment like this, but I think part of what the left is doing right now is they want to hold up H.W. Bush as a saint in order to show Donald Trump as a devil.
Right. Well, no, that's exactly what they've done. And of course, they weren't that way when he was alive and he was with, you know, president. I mean, it was the Democrats that really sealed his fate. As we were talking with someone else yesterday who knew of this quite well, that H.W., put it on Gephardt. Gephardt was the one that made the deal to get him to, we needed some military money. The president was pushed up against the wall. He had to make a tough decision. But this was typical of him. When you look at him historically, as you know, Paul, better than anybody else, you can blame Bush for a lot of things, but one of the things that he was consistent with was he was definitely for the country. He was for the greater cause. He was a leader and one. Wanted to be president, wanted to have a second term, but he had to make a decision for the sake of the military, and it cost him that second term. And of course, that was no help from Ross Perot either.
Oh no, that's right. And to show you what things were like at that time, and I just Googled this right now while you were talking there to see if make sure my memory is correct, and it is. This is from August 9th, 1992. In fact, I should write something on this. and the title is Waters. Be Maxine Waters. Yeah. No apologies for her calling the president a racist.
Right.
And the lead here is, listen carefully, Representative Maxine Waters advised Vice President Dan Quayle from afar on Saturday. There will be no apology for her calling President Bush a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not George W. Bush. That was George H.W. Bush.
Exactly.
Right now, a saint to liberals. And Maxine Waters called him a racist, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to know why no one takes them seriously when they say these things about Donald Trump. And the answer is because you call everybody you don't like a racist.
Right.
They did it to Reagan, so they do it to everybody. I mean, they talk about the boy who cried wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how about the gal who cried racist?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, well, it just goes on and on and on.
And I think that if we're going to be healed, we need to lay this out and call it for what it is. And when I say lay it out, bring it to memory to say, okay, here's what's going on. And maybe, liberals may live to rue the day that they started bringing this up, because especially in light of this information age, as you say, Paul, we're one click away from Google, and we start bringing up this history and going, wait a minute, you said this? And all that set aside. And even, I got to tell you, Meghan McCain, I've had a little bit of a challenge with her, since the McCain funeral and everything that went on, and I understand it was her dad, and I want to extend as much compassion and understanding as possible. And I think that she regrets maybe, especially the way she expressed herself the other day on The View, going after Joy Behar the way she did, is that, maybe she regretted politicizing her father's funeral. But Behar wanted to politicize the deal. And Meghan McCain threw a flag on it. She threw a penalty flag, says, no, it's not going to happen. And Behar went nuts. I mean, she lost her skull over this whole deal. But, I think good, look, I tell the kids all the time, experience defines preference. And I think Meghan has learned, through the process, and maybe this country is learning through the process, maybe we will be able to draw something beneficial from all this, is that regardless of what president we have, you go back historically, whether it was, Richard Nixon, Eisenhower, JFK, go down the list, they are men for specific times in much the same way like Churchill. Churchill was there for Britain at a specific time, and when his job was done, it was time for him to leave the stage. Or Margaret Thatcher, I mean, go down in history and look at all these leaders. They're there for a specific time and purpose, right?
That's right. You got it. You got it.
And I think we're having the same experience with Donald Trump. And we have an opportunity as a country to maximize his talents, his gifting, his courage to take on the deep state, to take on this bureaucracy that America has been increasingly frustrated over. So we'll see what can happen here if we can all be on the same team to get this country back on track. More from Dr. Paul Kengor on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Is
know, I listen to those lyrics and they touch me so deeply. And I think, gosh, you know, here it is, all the fussing and fighting over God's will. His will always wins out, you know, but we'll be kicking and screaming regardless because we think he's not the boss of us. But, you know, for those of us that have appreciated and surrendered, this is so meaningful. Dr. Paul Kangor is with us. He is the professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, as we, kind of summarize, this remembrance of our 41st president, a historic figure. And as I said, you look back historically and you consider these presidents who come in. First of all, I would say that he was probably the most experienced and prepared to be president of the United States, having been the vice president, the other jobs that he, how he served our country, working his way up to the Oval Office. I have said repeatedly on the show, when you consider, in most cases, presidents are elected, and it's probably the biggest on-the-job training, position you could have on the planet. I mean, because it's not like you go to, to Grove City College and you say, hey, I'm going to be president of the United States. Well, you need to talk with Dr. Paul Kangor. He's going to train you and teach you everything you need to know about being president of the United States. I mean, you are thrust into the Oval Office and suddenly you are bombarded with all this information and maybe ideas and thoughts that you may have preconceived. Become laughable when you start seeing the facts, right?
Well, that's right. And you know, Bill, for him to be thrust into that position in 1989, right?
Yes.
I mean, that was, that's the year that we date as the end of the Cold War. That it was Poland in June 1989 had free and fair elections where the communists lost 100 out of 100 contested seats, which is why communists never hold elections in Cuba, and, China, and elsewhere, right?
Yeah.
And then it was the fall of 1989 that the Berlin Wall collapsed. That was all under George H.W. Bush. So Ronald Reagan set it up, but Reagan left office in January of 89, and then you had the Soviet Union folded in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think one of the really truly historic moments that nobody saw, but George H.W. Bush uniquely witnessed, it was Christmas Day, 1991, December 25th, 1991, and Mikhail Gorbachev, who was president of the Soviet Union, and in that position, he was the remaining thread holding together this, this tattered mess that had once been the evil empire. He picked up the telephone, he called President George H.W. Bush, and his exact words were, quote, "You can have a very quiet Christmas evening. I am saying goodbye, and I'm shaking your hand," unquote.
Wow.
And he told President Bush that he would be resigning as president of the USSR on that Christmas Day. That night, he went on television, and he announced to his country that he was leaving his post. And it was on that date that the evil empire, the Soviet Union, ended, which I think is just poignant. And so fitting. I mean, this country that had a war on religion, as Gorbachev called it, which declared war on Christmas, mm-hmm. the fact that it would end basically on Christmas Day in 1991 was really something.
Exactly.
And the president who was there to oversee the demolition, the dissolution, if you will, was George H.W. Bush. And Ronald Reagan was kind of, use a baseball metaphor here, he was the starter.
Right.
He went the first eight innings. He's the guy that really won the game, but Bush was the closer.
Exactly.
And Bush made sure that all of that happened peacefully in a tactful way. He didn't call for a parade to dance on the tomb of the Soviet Union, which frankly, Bill, I would have done if I had been president. And he really handled it beautifully. And you mentioned, God and divine providence and God's will. If God had intended George H.W. Bush to be president for only one reason, then it must have been that. It must have been to turn out the lights on the Soviet Union. It was the greatest achievement.
What cannot be underestimated, and you alluded to this, without a single shot. Imagine bringing down. Who would have thought? I mean, and it wasn't that long before that you had Khrushchev going head-to-head with one JFK and the threat of an outright nuclear holocaust that could have taken place. I mean, we were all so close. And so you go from, you know, one extreme to the other, and now without a shot, without somebody banging their shoe on the table, that evil empire folds and the end of the Cold War. And it is the man who could be the only one, I believe, to have orchestrated that.
Well, and think about this, too. I mean, a lot of people figure, well, 1991, the end of 1991, Boris Yeltsin at that point was president of Russia. Mm-hmm. So really it was kind of, you know, it was a slow final gasp and everything was headed toward a peaceful end. Well, it was August of 1991 that hardliners in the Soviet Union staged a coup against Gorbachev. That was just a few months earlier.
Exactly.
So you know, this could have gone pretty badly. And even after Gorbachev stepped down, throughout the 1990s, the largest political party in the Duma, the Russian legislature, was the Communist Party. Mm-hmm. They had about 20-30% of the seats, and the next closest party had like maybe 10% of the seats, or something like 12 parties in the Duma. But the Communist Party, it's funny, we're talking, this month is the 20th anniversary of the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. In 1998, the Communist in the Duma in Russia were trying to impeach Boris Yeltsin.
Wow.
So communism kind of lingered throughout the 1990s in Russia. So that was a very perilous time. To have George H.W. Bush be president from January 89 to January 1993 was historically critically important.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that should be remembered, I think, as his greatest accomplishment.
Well, and I'm sure the Kuwaitis remember his presidency as well.
Oh, so true.
But for him, where would Kuwait be today?
Right. And think about that, too. And I know a lot of the criticism of Bush is, well, he didn't get Saddam, right? You know, he didn't finish the job. Well, George H.W. Bush, having been through Vietnam, that experience, he very clearly staked out in August of 1990. He said, Saddam must withdraw from Kuwait. He can't go into Saudi Arabia, because if Saddam had Iraq, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia, he would have had control of a majority of the world's oil supplies. And Saddam Hussein could have gotten up in the morning on a bad hair day and decided how much money you were going to pay at the pump for your gasoline. And so Bush said the mission is to push him out of Kuwait. They pushed him out of Kuwait. Mission accomplished. That was it. It was over. And he learned from Vietnam, you don't change the mission on the troops once they get there.
Exactly.
He wasn't going to then say to them, all right, boys, good job. Now you're going all the way to Baghdad. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, that's going to be a damn bloody mess.
Right.
I mean, that was the end of it. And you know, that was, there again, the virtue of his excellent foreign policy experience.
Well, his foreign policy experience, his leadership, and we cannot underestimate the gift of leadership and how it's exercised when it's exercised at its appropriate time. And this was a man for the season, no doubt about it.
Yep, you got it. He absolutely was.
Well, we remember our 41st president, George Herbert Walker Bush, who is being memorialized even as we speak at this very moment. And we line up with the rest of the citizens of America in honoring our former president. Dr. Paul Kengor, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it as always.
All right, Bill, anytime.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's December jobs report beats expectations. It shows the U.S. added 312,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate did tick up slightly to 3.9%. The employment gains well above the 180,000 new jobs most economists were expecting.
What we've completely focused on is keeping the president's promise to build a wall.
Vice President Mike Pence there discussing the White House insistence on wall funding before it will vote on a funding measure to end the partial government shutdown. The president inviting congressional leaders to attend another discussion of the matter today. The shutdown is now 2 weeks old, and there are 800,000 government workers furloughed or working without pay. The Dow opens over 300 points higher after that strong jobs report I mentioned. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day and independent, right? 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thank you so much. Hey, like Donald Trump, you know, when you're beholden to somebody, you have got to kowtow to their perspective and their agenda. But this is, you know, what gives us, you know, a special opportunity in terms of being independent is that we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. It's quite interesting. We've got a couple of guests on going, you can ask that question? You can talk about that? Well, yeah, we can, you know, pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, I don't want to get fixated like some of these people and media outlets have gotten over, you know, some derogatory terms. I mean, there's no need to spend a bunch of time on curse words as all of a sudden, like you have, you know, some sort of opportunity and port of entry here in which you can use abusive language. Look, I believe we should be civil. There should be a higher calling and an ambition. You know, we don't want our kids to be talking that way. You know, kind of amazing. Earlier this week, we spoke with Bob Waliszewski with Focus on the Family, and he runs amongst the Media and Culture Department, also the PluggedIn .org department. And he was sharing with me the number 4 top song in the country today. And you go to the video, I couldn't watch the whole thing. I mean, it was, you talk about misandry, you talk about sexual harassment, the whole impact that some of the music and things that are coming into the culture, what it is telling our kids, the fact that there were so many views. I was astounded. I mean, look, it was like 83 million people had viewed this video. I mean, you watch a portion, you know, like I say, even watching a portion of this video, and you just want to go out and find the hottest water you can and just bathe yourself in it because you just can't get cleaned up fast enough over the vulgarity and what is shared. And it's amazing because this is right smack dab in the middle of this hashtag MeToo movement. But if we're not going to have an appreciation for how it should be,
and how women, how men, how our culture should be respected, you know, and if we want to continue to, accept, you know, this kind of, whether it's language spoken out in public, music, movies, and promote and tell these distributors that it's okay, then you have the mess that we're dealing with today. And in the midst of it, we're saying, hey, we don't want that. Well, how much of that don't we want? With us right now, I'm glad that he's back with us. Dr. Kevin Lehman joins us right now. New York Times bestselling author. You've known him. He's world famous, internationally known psychologist, New York Times bestselling author of more than 50 books. And we're going to talk about his book. This is a follow-up conversation that we had last year, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours. Dr. Kevin Lehman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thank you. To you, too. It's off and running.
It is, absolutely. You know, I had to chuckle a bit because I knew we were going to be talking, being since that you are the internationally known psychologist. I couldn't help but think of you very quickly when Dr. Ronnie Jackson was evaluating the president and they were talking about his mental acuity. And he kind of just put that off and said, well, that's tabloid psychology.
Yeah, it is. You know, they had some nut on from, I think it was Yale University, a woman, and she was doing this diagnosis. You know, I mean, they should take away her license to practice.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's like, you know, here it is. You got this doctor who I think he has been the doctor for the last three presidents, including, you know, their cherished Barack Obama. And the Dems say, look, we want a second opinion. They didn't like it, especially when the doctor said, hey, he's so healthy, he's not only good for this four, but he'll be good for another four.
Yeah, I know. I had a chuckle and laugh at all that. You know, it's interesting. I've had the privilege of talking to Eric Trump, you know, president's son.
Right.
And I told someone this morning, if you would meet Eric and you didn't know his last name, and someone asked you, what kind of parent did this guy have? You would say wonderful parents, because the guy is thoughtful of other people. He's sincere. He's courteous. And he's very smart on top of that. And, you know, quite frankly, President Trump could, he could cure cancer, as his son said.
Right.
And the far left would still find ways of criticizing his cancer cure.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I'm glad you brought up the Trump family, because I was thinking about that as well today. What an example the kids are. You know, you talk about making children mind without losing yours. You know, what the Trumps were able to do and the legacy that they have and the example that these kids represent out there right on down the line, you know, each one of the kids. Well, that says something. Possibly that there is a different way, and this has happened. I mean, the Trump kids were raised the same time, you know, we were raising our kids in the midst of this cultural revolution, the loving the one you're with, and sex, drugs, rock and roll, and this crazy music that's going on. You know, Kevin, I was just talking about the number four song in the country right now that's out there that has over 83 million views. It's so disgusting and raunch, all about, you know, sex and sex for money, and the women participating with this. You know, it's just insane. That is part of the of the color that's being thrust upon our culture right now and our kids.
Well, here's the problem, though. Parents today continue to rear kids like they're the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're knocking themselves out trying to make sure their kid is happy at every turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said many times, an unhappy child is a healthy child.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times your son, your daughter, has to be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there were many times when Donald Trump was rearing those boys and daughters as well. I mean, those kids learned to give back to the family. They learned what work was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people when I'm speaking, I'll ask for a show of hands of people who grew up on a farm. And I'll get a few hands up and I'll make the statement, okay, you guys are dismissed for the day. Because I'm not going to be able to teach you an awful lot.
Right.
Because you learned on the farm that cooperation is key. Everybody works. Everybody pulls the rope in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not happening in our homes, Bill, across America, mm-hmm. that's for sure.
What happened, Kevin? Where did the paradigm shift take place?
I think it started in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
myself. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time coming, but again, when I'm speaking someplace, trying to think where I go next, Bakersfield,
mm-hmm.
I'll have people come up to me, and it happens every place I go. Oh, Dr. Lehman, we're so glad you're here because we too want happy, happy children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm reminding parents that that's not the goal, to have a happy child.
Right.
You want to grow a responsible child. So the question is, are you rearing a kid or are you really rearing an adult? And the mm-hmm. reality is you're rearing an adult.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, but, you know, 12-year-olds, what could 12-year-olds do in the American home today? I think 12-year-olds could pay every bill in your family online, probably do a better job than you parent.
Mm-hmm.
But what a great way, realistically, to show a kid what a mortgage payment looks like.
Exactly.
What rent payment looks like, a car payment.
Mm-hmm.
I call it reality discipline and making children mind without losing yours.
Right.
But see, that reality is missing from the American landscape of parenting today. We snowplow the roads of life for children, and too many of us are too authoritarian with our kids. We run extremes from mm-hmm. the authoritarianism that you and I grew up with to permissiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And either extreme produces rebellion in kids. And so being an authoritative parent is where we want parents to be.
Exactly. Well, there's a lot to be said about being productive. And I think we're seeing this on a grander level, maybe you might say on a macro level in this country, because I sense that America is, its happiness quotient is rising with its ability to be more productive. I mean, our country was languishing at less than 2% GDP. We get a leader who comes into the country and says, that's unacceptable. I think we can get it up to 4 and 5. They laughed at him, and inside of the first year, we're 3% GDP, and I think you got Americans more happier than ever, more recently anyway. Dr. Kevin Lehman is with us. We're talking about his new book. More from him on the other side of the break.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. People with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness, because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you mean the worst. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we got to hold them accountable, and that's what we have to do, even with our kids, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Kevin Lehman remains with us. We're grateful for that. His latest book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours, he revised the edition because I think some people were still losing their mind, and we needed to bring them back into check. Right, Kevin?
Well, you know, it sold over a million copies for a reason. And
yes.
I'll give you some insight into publishers. They'll release a book and say it's revised, and they've done a little internal edit here and there and call it revised.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that I spent almost 9 months going through this book and totally revising it because there's a whole generation of young parents today who don't have a clue as to how to rear a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And being an authority without being an authoritarian is almost a work of art, because the two can be very similar, but it's received differently from the parent who is in authority, but not the authoritarian. And you and I probably grew up in authoritarian homes.
Mm-hmm.
You had parents who said things like, hey, you go and do what I tell you to do, mm-hmm. as long as you live under this roof.
Exactly.
Hey, you want something to cry about? I'll give you something to cry about. Okay, most of us can identify with that.
Right, exactly.
But being an authority says, you know, when the 14-year-old is just absolutely nasty to her sister and to her brother, and then 20 minutes later, hey, Mom, can you drive me to the mall? That's the time for vitamin N.
Mm-hmm.
No, honey, I don't feel like driving you anywhere. Mom, what is wrong with you? You always drive me to the mall. Honey, I don't feel like driving you to the mall. Let the kid work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, when the kid's little heart and ears are open, pummel the little sucker with the truth.
Yeah.
That I'm unhappy with the way you treated your sister and brother. I don't like your attitude. And no, I'm not driving anywhere. Well, the kid will apologize if they're smart. Hey, Mom, I'm sorry about what I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now,
they will come around.
Parents at that point will cave.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, well, honey, I'm glad you can apologize. That's important. And they'll drive them to the mall. Well, that's the wrong move, parent. That's not discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline is, honey, I'm glad you apologized. That's good to know you can do that. Well, Mom, can you drive me to the mall now? No, honey, I told you I'm not driving to the mall today. Tomorrow's another day. We'll start fresh tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's discipline.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, as you said earlier, and I want to make sure our parents catch this, and that is that they're not, their business is not to make their children happy. I think that's the big lie that we pursue, is that we think we need to have happy children. And that really turns the tables in all the wrong direction. It focuses us on all the wrong things, to where, as you say, we avoid discipline, and we're trying to move to happiness to such a degree that we miss the important lessons that that young child needs to learn.
Yeah, you know, I'm a football nut. And the University of Arizona just fired our head football coach, and we hired a new one by the name of Randy Sumlin, who was the head coach at Texas A&M of late. And I was with two of his kids last night for about a half an hour and having fun with them and talking to them. But I told him later that evening at a reception, I said, you know, coach, I just spent a half hour with your kids, and you got very nice, respectful kids who know the words please and thank you and nice to meet you. Well, when he left Texas A&M, he left with $10 million in his pocket. He just signed a $14.5 million contract with the University of Arizona. So he's got all the things of life. But I can tell you one thing Randy did with his wife, he raised four good kids. Well, how did he do that? By giving them everything they ever wanted? Obviously not. I'm telling you, this is so simple. And that's what makes the book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours, such a worthy little book. When I go and do CEO training, or I speak to young presidents' organizations, CEOs who make millions of dollars, the principles that I share with them basically come out of The Way of the Shepherd, which is a leadership book I did,
right,
a five-star rated book, by the way, on Amazon, and The Birth Order book, and Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours.
Yeah.
They're principles at work. It's simple. It's not rocket science.
Exactly what you say. And but we got to get through the process because, in other words, we've got to relearn a little bit, don't we?
I think so. I mean, kids are hedonistic little suckers. On the back of the book, it says, we've seen the enemy and they are small.
Yes, exactly.
And they're unionized. And,
yeah.
And I'm just telling parents, these little suckers will work you. They'll play like a violin.
Well, and when you say they're unionized, I mean, I don't know if they have a special class in schools, but some of these kids have the audacity to say, well, I'll call the police. You know,
well, they learn it. I mean, you know, the kids are having a pillow fight in the back bedroom, and your wife says, John, would you do something? And so John, the husband, gets up, and he charges through the room, and he opens up the door. He says, no, I've had it. Who started it? And they point at each other. And he makes a fool of himself, slams the door, and says, and that's final. What do the kids do behind closed doors? They're trying to keep their laughter in.
Exactly, right.
They're saying, did you see the veins pop on his neck? I never saw him pop out that far before. I mean, I think kids have they have an agenda.
Yeah.
And their agenda is to needlessly engage us in their life. Am I saying don't engage your kids? No, in fact, I'm telling parents every time I get a chance, hey, don't ask your kids questions. Kids are like husbands. We hate our wives' questions. We hate the Y word.
Right.
We hate it. The worst thing you can say to a husband is, honey, we need to talk. I mean, we just shut down when we hear that. Well, kids are the same way. Well, Lehman, if I don't ask my kid questions, how do I get any information out of them?
Exactly.
Say, honey, can I ask your opinion about something?
Yeah.
Same thing with ladies to husbands. You say, Bill, could I tap into your logical A comes before B mind? I need your opinion about something. I need your help. Well, most Bills of the world will open up their heart, mind, and they'll keep talking.
Exactly.
But ask them a question, he'll shut down. So when your kid comes home from school today and you say, well, how was your day today at school, honey? What are they going to say? Fine. What did you do in school today? Nothing.
Yeah.
And then they go to their bedroom. They lock it in three places. They get out their cell phone, they text their buddies like a woodpecker that's got a bad case of ADHD.
Exactly. Yeah, they're pouring out their brains and their minds and everything else. So the question when that child comes through the door is what?
Good to see you.
Yeah.
If the kid looks like they're forlorn, wow, looks like a rough day. Hey, if you want to talk about it later, I'm around. That's all.
Right.
The kids will tell you. I mean, you know, kids actually want us engage with them, but you need to know how to engage a kid.
The rules of engagement.
You can't
interrogate
them.
No, exactly. In your book, you address how to really be your child's best friend. Unwrap that for us.
Yeah, it means, you know, stand in authority. Let your no be no, your yes be yes. Follow through, be consistent. Let your actions speak louder than your words. You know, once you cave to a kid, the kid figures you out real quickly.
Right.
They figure you're all bark and no bite. So there's got to be follow through and discipline. Again, I'm a nut on football. I talk with a head coach every week in the NFL. And we talk about life and football and accountability. And at any level, I don't care what you do in life. It all gets down to relationships. Josh McDowell once said something so profound, I stole it from him. And Josh only said one profound thing in his entire life, as I recall.
You marked it down.
but it was so good, I stole it from him. He said, rules without relationship lead to rebellion. And a lot of people they're sold out to rules. They just think rules are the way to govern everything. Well, no, that's not true. Because if there's no relationship, no one's going to buy into the rules that you, in a godlike fashion, have pulled out and say, these are the rules we live by. So it's all about relationships. I had breakfast with a friend this morning from Portland, Oregon, in a restaurant, and he looked at me after I had become best friends with our waitress within 2 minutes, and he said, Lehman, you haven't changed. I said, Doug, always make a friend.
Yes.
Always make a friend. Be different. You know, don't be afraid to have some fun with people. It'll draw people toward you. Right. Think of people that Bill Martinez respects in life. What are the qualities that these people have? Are they approachable? I bet they are.
Yeah, they are.
Are they good listeners? I mean, I always say if you see a turtle on a fence post, you know he didn't get there by himself.
Exactly.
But if you look back in your life, Bill Martinez, you tell me how many people believed in you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need more than one hand to count those people. But see, the parent who believes in their kid expects the best of their kid and yet is smart enough to discipline them when they need it. There's your smart parent.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the challenge and opportunity, and this is why you need to get your hands on Dr. Kevin Lehman's book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours. We got the revised edition. Over 1 million copies have already been sold. This will bless you. Dr. Lehman, for the parent that says, look, I'm so far gone. I've had so many bad habits. You know, how can I possibly redeem the situation here? And we've only got about 45 seconds left. I'm sorry, but I'm going to...
Well, the quick answer is read a book called Have a New You by Friday, where I talk about teaching people how to change behavior by just thinking your way to a different type of reaction or response to people you love.
Well, there it is. Dr. Kevin Lehman has been with us. Again, his book available at all the usual places, correct?
Oh, yes, even in airports.
Right, even in airports. And linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Internationally known psychologist, radio, TV personality, speaker, educator who has taught and entertained audiences worldwide with his wit and common sense psychology. Dr. Kevin Lehman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bill.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers.